Welcome to No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fastest growing conversation of the nation. You're part of it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, BB has gone bye-bye after a dozen years as the Prime Minister of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu has been pushed out by a coalition government, but he says, don't worry, I'll be back. Number two, there is yet another death tied to the Clinton curse, or whatever you'd like to call it. This time it's a reporter that broke the story of Bill Clinton's secret tarmac rendezvous with Loretta Lynch. He's found dead. And number one, Joe Biden traveling across the European frontier. And what an adventure it must be. I mean, he can't seem to keep his country straight, and he's convinced that a whole lot of people don't even know what COVID-19 is. It's hard to believe some of the things he says, but then again, he could plan his own surprise party and be shocked by what happens next. His meetings included a number of world leaders, among those Justin Trudeau, who, by the way, rejected any attempt to open the U.S.-Canada border. Yes, that's right. The Mexican border is wide open. But you cannot legally go to Canada if you're an American. If you do, you will be arrested, detained, taken to a facility of their choosing, and not disclosed to anyone. It's all true. It seems interesting that this happens to me after Joe Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline for good, something that Justin Trudeau said Canadians were very disappointed about. Disappointed, certainly. That's a way that Canada says they're really angry. And soon thereafter, within a few days, they meet for the G7, and Trudeau says, yeah, we're not opening the border. Can you imagine the United States-Canadian border, the longest undefended free border in the world, remains closed for more than a year because of COVID? Now let's check in on part of Joe Biden's performance. We'll start with bite number four. He confused Libya and Syria several times and displayed no command of the concerns or the threats of the world stage, and shows no strength at all in his conversations with Russia and in the future China. And if you can't even keep Syria and Libya separate without someone there to hold your hand, what happens at 3 a.m. when the phone rings? That's what has to scare you. Listen to this.
Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms. But they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya,
Of course, it could be a lot worse, right? I mean, that phone call at 3 a.m. could be a lot worse. It could be Kamala answering the phone. I told you I was going to get up. Just throwing it out there for you. Things could be worse when it comes to who's answering the phone at 3 a.m. Yeah, Kamala Harris could be there. You know, but this is the problem that you have. You've got Joe Biden out there with cringeworthy moments. First, he makes a remark. I'm going to jump to bite seven here because I want to share more of his adventure. Joe's big adventure with the G7. First, he makes the same remark that he is going to be in trouble for answering too many questions from reporters. Then he snaps at a reporter, saying he's only been in office 120 days. It's more like 150, Joe, but hey, who cares, right? It's just facts and figures and things that should matter to people. Accuracy doesn't matter for Joe Biden. Listen to this.
I'm going to get in trouble with my staff. Yeah, go ahead. I pretend that you didn't answer you.
Thank you very much, sir. You have often said repeatedly that America is back.
Yes.
At the same time, you've kept in place some Trump-era steel and aluminum sanctions. And I wanted to ask you, when you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions, how do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
120 days. Give me a break.
Joe Biden is an odd duck, I think is a polite way to put it. Then there's this gem from Big Joe. He actually thinks there are a lot of people who don't know what COVID is. I don't know who these folks are, but we'll go to bite number eight. He says there are a lot of people who don't know what COVID is. Really? What, in all the countries that weren't locked down, that weren't devastated economically, that didn't have people, you know, losing their jobs, losing their marriages, losing their homes, losing their businesses? Where would this be exactly? Listen to this.
Which is that COVID is, I know you all know, but a lot of people may not know what COVID is. That is a system whereby they're going to provide funding for states to be able to get access to vaccines on their own.
Does it frighten you as much as it frightens me just to see? Well, you guys know. You're the press. You know what COVID is. A lot of people don't. Really? Who? Who wouldn't exactly know what COVID is? So you've got all of these folks together there, and I want to go straight into to the next bite with Boris Johnson, because you've got the G7 together, the globalists, the elites, going full steam ahead to bulldoze the world into a socialist future where only the elite will have wealth and a chance at greatness. I mean, you actually have to listen to this. I used to think that Boris Johnson was one of the good guys. I thought he was a good guy for the UK. I thought he was a pretty decent man. Some people called him Donald Trump's clone. Well, you listen to this blather from the Prime Minister of the UK, and you tell me what this is. Go.
I want us to be sure that we're beating the pandemic together and discussing how we'll never have a repeat of what we've seen, but also that we're building back better together and building back greener and building back fairer and building back more equal and... in a more gender-neutral and perhaps a more feminine way. How about that, apart from anything else? So those are some of the objectives that we have before us at Carbis Bay.
Check, please. Somebody explain to me, if you could, anybody. Drop me a note at stevegruber.com. Call the Common Sense Hotline. Anybody, please. Why do we need a more gender-neutral future to be building back better? Why do we need a more feminine future? You know, masculinity is a good thing. Femininity is a good thing as well. But what the hell was he talking about? We have to build back better, you know, more gender neutral. And why? Do you think that's what they're discussing in Red Square? Do you think that's what the Chinese Communist Party is discussing, how they can be more gender neutral and more feminine for their aircraft carriers and their battleships and their missiles? Do you think that's what they're discussing? I mean, give me a break here. This is just blather, devoid of any sensible notion at all. It's vapid. And with that single series of comments, I reject Boris Johnson. I don't see how anybody can come back from that kind of nonsense. We can come back, though. We'll do that after the break. Good to have you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's G-R-I-L-L-A. Grills.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Presenting great moments in FirstGov.gov history. For years, Americans have turned to FirstGov.gov for their government information. 2000, Mrs. Marilyn Gorman takes online government to new heights, applying for Social Security benefits before breakfast.
And got them. Okay, who wants pancakes?
2002. In what later became known as the download heard round the world, the Duggins of Wichita print their own passport applications in their underwear.
Honey, get dressed. Looks like we're going to Luxembourg.
And 2004, FirstGov.gov astounds Anna Maria Montero of Biloxi by promptly answering all her emails, no matter how often she asks a question about the government.
Sure, the U.S. government can get back to me every time, but that son of mine? Huh.
Make your own great moment. Log on today, FirstGov.gov. It's government made easy.